Wow. I mean, what are the odds, right? Bumping into you just randomly like this. That's crazy. Well, I saw you. I mean, I came to see you at that convention thing a few days ago, and you signed a copy of my favorite movie of yours. And it's crazy. It's crazy, you know? I mean, you always hear that movie stars are just regular people, right? And here you are, like just fucking going for a walk like a person. I mean, sorry. Sorry, I know that you're a person. Oh fuck. I'm sorry. I'm a little starstruck. I've never seen you besides, like on the screen or signing stuff, and just, well, I mean, you're so good with your fans. You delight them, and you smile, and you're so funny. You're so funny, and you're charismatic, and you're just amazing. And I don't want to be a bother or anything. I just saw you, and I wanted to, take the opportunity and really, I just wanted to say how much I appreciate what you do for people, and tell you that you're a hero. Yeah, for all the things that you stand up for, and for your work. I mean, we see what you put into all your roles, the raw emotion into every single thing that you do. And it's not just acting. Like when you perform, you become somewhere else. It's more than method. I don't know. I'm not an actor. I'm just a fan. But I mean, you're doing some really cool shit. Like, holy fuck. And this probably is gonna sound odd, but the other day, like hearing you say motherfucker as yourself and not in character, it like, I mean, honestly, it gave me chills. Like I was shivering. I'd never heard you be so like unrestrained, wild like that. And that was just it just it just really made the experience a lot more special. And I just want to thank you. And yeah, so I hope you have a good walk, and I'll see you again when you're in the next big movie on the silver screen, as they say. Oh, I was I did I had one more thought, and this is kind of embarrassing, but okay, you know what? I would not admit this, okay, to anybody, and this is the only reason I'm talking to you for real. Really, the only reason. I do not have the courage to just approach somebody like you and just start talking and blabbing to them, but that would never happen. But okay, so look, you see that park nearby with a pond? Well, I was just there, and again, fucking embarrassing to say, but I dropped my phone into the pond, trying to take a picture of some ducks. I mean, they were so cute. I was just trying to take a picture. So I was wondering if I could borrow your phone, make a phone call so I could get somebody to come and pick me up. I don't know. I mean, I just, if this is too much, if it's intrusive, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to be a fucking pest. I'm sorry. I'll let me get out of your face and let you keep walking. I'm sorry. I just don't know anybody around here. Around this side of town. I mean, the whole reason I'm down here is because this specific branch of the library has a very particular book that I've been looking fucking everywhere for. Nowhere else has it. It's on, it's about a cult philosophy, which, I know. It sounds like some fucking crazy shit, but I like reading about it because it's interesting to me. The things these people write about, witches and summonings and incantations. I don't treat it like it's serious. I don't treat it serious. I mean, I don't know. Maybe it is. Maybe it isn't. But I just like reading about it. The old stuff. Like the real old stuff. Well, before it became fucking mainstream and cool for everybody and their mom to just buy healing crystals from the mall and talk about being witches. And anyway, I mean, like way back when people were just, you know, huddled in their cabins and in the winter with nothing to do but stare at the fire. And it would just get your imagination going and just, I mean, the way things used to be, right? I'm sorry. I'm fucking rambling. I'm just so nervous. Oh shit. You've been really patient with me. You've been so patient with me and I really appreciate it. So, oh, you don't have a phone with you. Okay. It's okay. I'll get to the library and they'll let me, they have phones. Yeah. They might let me use their phone. No. It's okay. You don't. Do you live near here? Here? I mean, honestly, I don't know. Looking at you, I wouldn't be surprised if you lived fucking 20 miles away and you're just running for miles, training for another triathlon or some Ironman competition or something. You're in really good shape. But I don't want to word it like that, like in a weird, creepy way. I just, honestly, if you wanted to, you could just like, you can pick me up and toss me around. So I guess it's lucky for me that I didn't catch you on a bad day, because if you had the inclination to, retaliate for wasting your time, I'd probably not be walking around still. I mean, are you sure? If it's not too much trouble, I mean, we can head over to your house. But look, that's only if you're comfortable with that. If not, it's totally okay. I promise. I'll just fuck off and let you get on with your day in peace. And even though this day started out really shitty. Like, I fucking just got that new phone, and now it's at the bottom of the pond, and, but my day, it's steadily getting better. You are unbelievable. I really, like, the way you show yourself on screen, it's so honest, and you're just so nice in person, and kind, compassionate, and that's important. You know, I really like seeing that. They say don't meet your heroes, but all the stuff going on with Hollywood. It's just really dark, real dark and sad and depressing, and people don't want to know about it. I mean, well, I mean, they do, I guess they do, but they're not happy to think about it. Man, what you've been doing, you've been making your voice heard. You don't let this shit happen around you. You don't associate with it. I thought it was so brave when you came out against that, who was that? Producer? Director? I don't know. I don't really keep up with the gossip part, but you're just such a valuable ally in the industry for women and men, or like, you know, just like all of us who have been through stuff like that, and it's really important to have allies. I mean, I know that you didn't let money or fame or greed corrupt you, and I mean, not only that, but you also used your own fucking money and your talent and your abilities, and you helped call attention to all this. And man, I've been talking so much. I'm sorry. I'm just okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I'll follow you to your house, and you can go inside, and I'll wait outside the gate, which I bet is about 10 feet tall, and I'm sure you got like a bunch of dogs that only take commands in German with scary fucking names. And they could tear through chunks of meat and bone, and I'm not trying to die today. I'm just trying to make a phone call and go back to my life. And this part's kind of pathetic, but I want to write on my blog about this experience. Well, just meeting you and how just fucking awesome you are. I don't have too many readers. I mean, some people like what I have to say, but everybody that I know, they think you are just the world. They know you've made these great things. Like now you're kind of starring in all these popular things, but you did that one kind of indie spy movie, which was very daring. I mean, it showed a different side of you that we've never seen, and it was so revealing, and I mean, it was very painful, evocative. Well, you showed us, we could see the sadness in your eyes and the sorrow and all your dialogue and your tone and your inflections and damn, you are just gonna be, do you know you're gonna be on the fucking Walk of Fame? I mean, up there with the likes of Marlon Brando and Paul Newman and James Dean. I mean, I'm sorry. I'm just such a big fan. I'm sure you deal with crazy fan girls like me all the time. So if I'm being too much, you just, swap me away or tase me or fucking pepper spray me, whatever you want. You can pick your poison. I would be honored to be or get yeah. Never mind. I'm sorry. I just don't know what to say. I don't know what to say, and then I get nervous, and then I just pop off at the mouth, and it just keeps going and going and going and going and going and going, and so sorry, nervous chatter. Oh, this place here? This is you? Wow, what a house. Jesus, this is huge. I can't say I've ever seen one this big. I live in an apartment, so, but this, holy hell. I don't know. Okay, so I'll just wait here and no, I insist. I insist. It's okay. It's okay. It's all right. You're already doing so much for me. You don't need to invite me. Oh man. You're just so sweet. Why are you so sweet? Okay. I'll just come inside and wait wherever you tell me. Okay, I'll just stand there and not take up too much space, and I'll just look around and admire your place. Whoa, even your fucking welcome mat. What language is that? Is it like Eastern European? Something Slavic? I don't know. I mean, I love the it's some that must be some folklore thing, but the way the colors mix is breathtaking. That's a beautiful rug. And it's just the entry to your lovely home. Wow. Your kitchen is bigger than my entire apartment. All right. Okay. Yeah, all right. I'll be down here. I can't get the sound you make. It's all right. Take your time. I'm just gonna stay here waiting until you find the phone. It's all good. It's all good. Okay. May I please have a glass of water? Is that all right? I'm kind of thirsty. Here, let me check the cabinets. Okay, let's see. I can't find your cups. Sorry. Fuck, dude. I'm just a fuck up. Can you help me out? I swear it'll be your last good deed for the day. I promise. I promise. Give a lady a glass of water and let her make a phone call, and then I will write you a restraining order against me, so you'll never have to deal with me or see me again. Oh, that one. Oh, well, it makes sense. It's just high up that I never thought about it, so of course. Wow, you have so many glasses, so much crystal. Which one should I use? Which is your least favorite? Okay, put the glass back down. Put the glass back down, please. You can see I'm holding a knife. I'm not joking around. I'm a really big fan of yours. You know that? So much that I know that when you go on your walks, you never bring your phone because you don't want any distractions. You just want to appreciate nature. And then maybe be a good Samaritan if you get the chance to help a girl out. And I love that about you. It was the easiest way to exploit you, to get into your house. I also know that you don't use video cameras or surveillance because you're all about privacy. You don't like it when things get leaked that shouldn't, not other stuff, and especially not your own.
You smell so good. It's nice to be alone with you, finally. I've waited so long. Sitting in that convention with everybody else, knowing what I had planned. And here it is. Everything is just peachy. Everything is going swimmingly. So, if you would stay in front of me and walk very slowly, we're going to go up the stairs and then we're going to go into your bedroom. Don't worry. I know you don't have a girlfriend or a wife. I keep tabs on what you're up to. And if you did, well, 3 isn't something that I'm comfortable with, so any third wheels I come across, we're just gonna have to get rid of them. You understand. It just needs to be you and me. Just you and me. Otherwise, well, no one else understands you the way that I do. I've seen everything you've done. Even those commercials for that gum company. I knew you had talent. I knew you were good, even back then. And I was right. I was so right about you. Slowly. Come on, nice and slow. I don't want to have to cut into those gorgeous hamstrings. But I think that will show you that I'm serious. And you should do what I say. So let's go up the stairs, slow. And why don't you take down your pants and show me your ass? I just want to see your body. Is that so much to ask? There you go. Oh, God. You know, I can't believe you haven't leaked any photos anywhere. This just makes it so much better that I get to see all of you. But I'm gonna do more than that. Okay. Which one's the bedroom? And if you lie, well, just don't lie to me. Be honest. I don't want to hurt you. You're my favorite. You got me through some really hard times, some hard breakups, and some emotional distress, and I always went back to your movies, and you always took care of me. And so I'm gonna take care of you. Just paying back the favor. Don't you think that's fair? Wow. That's a big bed. Okay, now I'm gonna ask you to pull your pants back up. I mean, you have a very nice ass, very nice legs, but pull them up. And I'll take a seat on the bed. I just want to look at you for a second and just take you all in. A bona fide celebrity all alone in his bedroom with me, his biggest and most supportive fan. Oh, it's a dream come true. You know that? For me, this is everything. Now, I'm going to tell you what we're going to do. We are going to make a sex tape, you and I. I've got a knife. And if you'd like to see, I can show you some footage on my phone, and you'll see that I do know how to use it. This isn't my debut performance doing something like this. But everybody before was similar to you. Hair, eyes, about the same build. I would never waste my time with anyone else because you're the only one for me. And I need you to have your clothes on because I'm going to make you give your greatest performance yet. You are going to act like we are lovers. We are deeply, intoxicatingly, and divinely infatuated with each other. And when this leaks, our naughty little sex tape, everyone will see what a freak you are. And that I am your conqueress. I'm the one that showed the world just how perverse you really are. And come on, I've seen the way you act in those films. There's something deep inside of you that's wrong. And that's what really attracted me to you. Just knowing that you're so psychotic. Like I am. I mean, you have to be in this business. So cutthroat and dog eat dog, no mercy. So when I start my phone, you're gonna stop this hostage bit and you're gonna be completely mine. Otherwise, I'm going to take this knife. I'm going to use it on you, and I'm still going to leak what I shot. Do you understand me? This has been my dream, to fuck my favorite, most talented, and handsome actor. So, are you ready? Okay, lights, camera, action. Oh, baby, you look so good. I know we've had a long day dealing with a bunch of assholes, paparazzi harassing you, people demanding autographs and pictures, girls fawning all over you. But At the end of the day, it's just you and me together. You don't want anyone else, do you?
That's what I like to hear. The truth coming out.
For me, for everyone to hear.
Tonight, we're gonna show them what a fucking degenerate you are. You're a fucking whore! And you want everyone to see that? You're tired of playing, acting? Well, you act. You say you don't like to lose control. You don't like things rough, but you're a hypocrite. You want to be taken advantage of. You want to be groped and harassed and fucked. You're so in control all the time. It's so nice to let go, right, baby? It's not about power struggles. It's about power domination. You get nothing. You have no choice because that's what you really want. It's your choice.
Now, why don't you show us your immaculate body? Take off your clothes. Slowly undress so we can see everything. Oh, God. We've all been waiting to see when it would happen. When we would see the real version of him. There it is. Oh, look at him. His muscles, that smile, his eyes, his jawline. It's the perfect package. Oh, let's lose all of it.
We all want to see that cock of yours.
You know, so many girls look at you and imagine you on top of them. They masturbate all night. Come all over themselves because all they want to do is have you inside them. And now you're going to give them what they want. Fulfill all of their fantasies. Yeah. There he is. All of his majesty.
Perfect specimen of a man, like a fucking statue. Oh my God. Yeah.
Well, come here. Lift up my skirt. Touch me as you always do.
Put your hands on my cunt, you fucking worthless little bitch!
He needs some guidance sometimes. It's just the only way you can get through to him, because he's just a dumb, hot, cum-hungry little slut. So slip your fingers into me and touch me nicely and make me wet so I can fuck you on camera for the whole world to witness. Look at that. Look at him licking his lips. Stroke your cock, baby. Up and down. Make yourself hard. He's just loving it. Just adoring every moment because he's just so madly obsessed with me. You guys think you're obsessed with him? You have no idea. Oh, he's always been mine. He's always wanted me. That's right. Get my pussy wet. Draw those little circles around my clit with your fingers. You know what to do to me. You know how to touch me. They all want to see me get all wet. And they want to see you grow. They want to know that there's a worthy cunt fucking their king. Don't they? The god they worship. They want to know that the woman who owns him can take it. What do you think? You feel me getting slippery, soaking your fingers, you fucking slut? I bet you want to fucking lap up every drop of cum I give you. Not yet. I just want to watch you touching me and touching yourself until I'm all the way there. Oh, they're all watching when this comes out. They'll be stroking and rubbing and jerking off and they'll be spilling all over themselves. And can you blame him? As big as you are, as good as I look, it's the perfect little film. How do you ladies think he likes to get fucked? I know the magazine poll said missionary, but that's where you're wrong. He's really kinky into some dark, depraved stuff. You got no fuck an idea the kinds of things that we've done. Oh, they'd throw us in jail if they knew what he was really into. He's a fucking freak, I tell you. Okay, now you take your hands off me and lay down on the bed. And I'm going to straddle you and just make you mine. I love you so much. Oh, it feels so fantastic when you're inside me. Oh, you little fucking bitch. Oh, you like getting fucked. You like everybody watching and seeing. They're all watching. It's gonna be the most fucking talked about thing on the goddamn internet when they all see your strength taken away from you so you can be truly fucked and finally seeing you. You're not perfect. No, you're just as fucking broken and miserable as everybody else. They just needed to be shown. I needed to expose the real side so people can appreciate that you're a flawed idol, but you were so good. Oh, this cock. Oh, this cock knows my pussy so well, so intimately. You can just tell by our chemistry. It surpasses any of his leads. As good as he is, there's acting and there's the truth. There's the way things really are. Oh, God. Yeah, you fucking stunt. Oh, listen to him moaning so loud. He loves it. He loves it. He loves getting fucked just like a fucking whore. He's my crazy fucking whore boyfriend. Oh, fuck. My piece of celebrity cock me. Oh, I get to do this to him every goddamn day, multiple fucking times if I wanted. When I snap my fingers, he gets on his fucking knees and he hits my pussy until his tongue seizes up and his jaw locks and his face is all covered with my god. He's my fucking property. You can see that. Oh, you hear how loud he's getting for me. You know that he's taken. Oh, god. Oh, look at his chest, these fucking muscles. All mine. He's all mine. Oh, he smacked my ass, baby. Do it hard. Oh, fuck. Yeah, just all mine. Oh, this is mine. Mine. Ah, you see what they're all jerking off to? They're gonna come to. I fucking own him. I do. I do. Oh, this is what he loves. Yeah, and you're all gonna love him just the same. You're gonna love him even more when you see that he's so fucking much worse than everybody else. But he indulges this darker side. Gives into those fucking evil desires. And lets them run loose. And lets himself experience true pleasure. Oh, God. You fucking whore. Oh, God. Listen to how loud he is when he's fucked. Oh, he loves it. He loves it. Oh, he loves it. He loves me. He loves me. And I love him. And we're gonna get married. And the wedding's gonna be the biggest fucking thing ever. Oh, I can't take. Oh, I'm gonna come, baby. You wanna feel me squeezing? I'm gonna come on your cock and you're gonna come inside me, huh, baby? Oh, baby, yeah. Oh, you wanna feel yourself explode inside me? I know you do. Oh, listen to me so fucking loud and crazy, ferocious. Oh, fuck yeah, baby. Oh, come for me, come for me. He's the best. Okay, I've stopped. You did good. You did good, you know? Hey, stay where you are. I like watching your cum drip out of my cunt down your shaft. Oh, what do you know? Hey, you did your first rape scene. It was spectacular. Oh, you're gonna be bigger than all of them. I'm gonna make you the brightest star in the sky. Dwarfing them all. No performance, no stunts, nothing can top that. That raw, animalistic magic that we just made. Oh, are you crying? Well, is that even real? I know you can cry on camera for your performances whenever it's necessary, so Are you crying because you're sad? Are you afraid? Or are you trying to convince yourself that you didn't like what I just did to you? I know you better than anyone. You understand that? Don't make me hurt you, because I will. I will fucking make you suffer. Now, I want you to sit up and face me. This next one is for me. I'm not gonna leak this one. Now I want you to masturbate with our cum. And I want you to be honest. I don't want any fucking acting. I want you to tell me how scared you are right now, because you just don't know what I might do. Oh, that's right. Oh, that's good. I can see it in your eyes. You really don't like me. As much as I love you, you hate me. But that just makes you all the more appealing. How's it feel? Yes, of course. You look so fucking good. The tears really bring out the beauty in a strong man like you. No. I didn't say come. Take your hand. Take your fucking hands off yourself. I just said masturbate. I didn't say come. I didn't fucking say come. Did I? You fucking dumb cunt. You fucking know how this works. The director tells you what to do. You follow directions and you do what you're fucking told. You're not doing a very good job right now. You're not being a very good actor. And so, I need you to lay back again, because you can't be trusted, so I will make you come myself. And I fucking dare you to fake it. I dare you to try that, as if I won't know. I'm familiar with everything you've done. And saw that German film where you were just a bartender. Your accent wasn't great, but you tried your best. I've seen every fucking thing. So don't try me, okay? Just do as I tell you. Keep those legs spread. And that cock. Yeah, now we can fuck the right way. You, terrified, thinking of all your memories and your life. And me, just loving my favorite actor. Oh, our cum feels so good inside my pussy. Don't worry, I'm gonna take more. I'm gonna get more from you, you little fucking slut. Now, I'm gonna put my other hand around your throat and hold the knife to you, okay? I just wanna choke you a little. Suffocate you. It'll help you calm, I promise. Feel my knife and feel my hand. Trust me. You've gotta fucking trust me. You don't trust me, I'll fucking kill you. You understand me? I will make you die. Oh, you like that? Don't worry. I'm not gonna strangle you dead or slip and cut you. That's just for your pleasure. That's all. I'm being selfless here. I want you to feel good, okay? You deserve it. After all the pleasure you've given me, you have no idea how many times I've touched myself to your films, your pictures. I have a photo collection I have to keep reprinting because I just destroy them when I come. I can't control myself when I see you. All those violent fantasies just run fucking wild in my head and I just can't keep it all together. And now you're in my fucking hands. You're all mine. I don't need pictures anymore, do I? No, I don't. You see that on the bed? That's what you signed for me. You know, if you hadn't signed it, if you'd just sent me away, I wouldn't have thought you cared. I would have lost interest in you, but you were so kind that I just needed to see you. I needed you to show you my love, make you feel my love for you. Oh, God, I love you so much. Oh, come inside me again and again and again. I want you to be my fuck toy for the rest of your fucking life. That would be so good. Oh, you signed the movie. You made my day because I knew the moment that you signed it that I was gonna have you. I was gonna break into your fucking house and I was gonna fuck you in your bed and I was gonna record the whole goddamn thing just like I am right now. Oh, fuck. Oh, it feels so fucking good. See? I let you go. I'm not trying to hurt you. I'm just trying to set you free. That's all I'm doing. Oh, hold on a second, okay? Just hold on for one moment, okay? Okay. Now, I broke the DVD. Yeah. Do you see how sharp this is? Yeah. What does it feel like? What does it feel like when a star fucking falls out of the sky? When it shines no more? When it fucking dies? When the star is fucking killed? Bleed. Oh God, bleed all over me. Yes. Oh fuck, God. Yes. Isn't this great? Isn't this the perfect way to die? Could you have asked for anything better for me? Oh, I've been filming it the whole time, honey. I never stopped. I never wanted this to be a sex tape. I wanted this to be a snap film with you. Oh God. Oh God, it's all over now. It's all fucking over. Oh God, it feels so good. Your powerful body, you're shutting down, getting weaker. Don't fight it. Don't fight it. Oh, just let me finish. Let me finish. Let me finish. Let me finish. Let me use you. Let me. Yeah. Oh fuck. Oh God. Yeah, it's so much better. So much better than all the other men. And the way your eyes, they're lighting up. You're showing me what you really feel, what's on the inside. No more acting, no more bullshit. I'm seeing all of you, and it is absolutely incredible. Oh, yes. Oh, your career will be remembered. They'll worship you for everything you did. You never died out. You never became a has-been. I kept you perfect. I never let you decay. I never let you ruin yourself. You'll die completely un-fucking touchable. No. There he is. Dead on his bed. Where is that? I'm gonna take this. And I'm gonna take this piece and I'm gonna cut your wrists for you. You were a troubled young man. Took your own life right after that. Oh, your skin, your hands, you are so fucking beautiful. I don't even care that you're dead. You're just the same. Oh, fuck, I love you so much. Oh, I saved you from making any mistakes. It was inevitable. It was gonna happen. You were gonna lose your luster. I couldn't let that happen. I kept you safe. I kept you safe from those vultures. I wanted to bring you down into the muck, into the dirt with the rest of us, but you will never leave the sky now. You'll never leave. Oh. Oh, your mouth. Oh, your lips. Just open. You're asking for this. Your lips and your tongue. I can see it. I can tell. You want me. You want me on your face, don't you? I can feel it in the air. Your spirit as you pass on. I know you understand now what I did for you, so I'm gonna... Oh my god. Oh, fuck. Perfect still. Oh, even in death. Making your fans feel fucking spectacular. Oh, I wanna come on your face, baby. Are you okay with that? Is that alright? Oh, I don't wanna do anything that you don't want. I want to make sure. I want to make sure that I do everything that you want me to do. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. Baby. As a... As a tribute to you, I'm gonna leave that DVD here so they all know that I did it. I want them to know. And then I'll promise you. Hey, I promise. I promise. I'll save another poor boy from being eaten up and corrupted by this Hollywood machine. I know one. I'll make sure. Oh, your god, your chest, your arms. You like when I pinch your nipples, baby? I know you like it rough, you fucking slut. Even if you're fucking dead. Even if I fucking killed you. You still feel good, right? I know you do. You go down as the greatest. Oh, the greatest star. Well, I hope you ladies liked it. You got to see his amazing acting abilities. How he really is. There is so much melancholy and despair in his eyes. I hope you all appreciate him as I do. Just never... Let these glorious men fade away. Keep them alive forever.